All right, good morning, everybody. We are going to kick off our day with Kyle Larson, driver of the number 42 McDonald's Chevrolet. Kyle is 10th in points in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, started both races here at Bristol last year from the front row, led 272 laps, finished in the top 10 both races. Kyle, what do you have to do coming into this weekend to take that next step here?
I don't know. I think we just, or I and our team have to get better when the track kind of changes from the first half of the race into the second half. Seems like every time I've been here, whether it's Xfinity or Cup, I can pretty much dominate the first half, and then I guess I come back to everybody else, and then I always make mistakes on pit road and stuff like that. So just gotta clean it all up, and that'll give me a better shot at getting a win here. So and then you gotta get somewhat lucky on being in the outside lane to restart. So Bristol's my favorite track, and always get excited to come here. So I'm really looking forward to the weekend.
Thank you very much. We will open to media questions. Please wait for the wireless mic. Start with your name and affiliation. We'll go Hembry, and we'll go back to Mark.
Hembry, USA Today. So much has changed about this track over the last 5 or 6 years, the grinding and the sticky stuff and all that. Does it take you a while to really figure out where is going to be good in practice, or do you have an idea going in?
No, I mean, it's I don't feel like it's changed a whole bunch. They added the VHT stuff, I think, now the last 2 years or so, and it makes it seem like we practice around the bottom now. And then myself and Stenhouse seem to be the only brave ones that work in the top during practice, and then that lures everybody else up there. And so then it gets more similar to how it'll race, where typically in the race, the bottom would be good for a handful of laps in the beginning of the run, and then you can move up to the top. And then it seems like towards the end of the run, when your tires are kind of just junk, you can kind of go wherever you want. So I think Bristol is by far racier than any track. So it's nice to see that they've kind of, it seems like they've gotten somewhat happy with the track package that they got now, and haven't really messed with it a whole bunch from last year. So, there's no place more fun than Bristol when you get to lap traffic, and I feel like that's what separates some drivers, so it's a lot of fun.
We'll go Mark and then Woody.
Mark Arrow, PRN. I was just going to sort of ask you, do you always feel like things are so hectic that you're always in a traffic jam here?
And that makes it fun. You don't really have any time to relax. Like I said, lap traffic, it's so much fun here, and you catch it in 15 laps or whatever, and then you're just carving through it. So you just catch a guy and you go to wherever they're not, and that's it's fun to have options like that. So I was watching the race back, and like I've been saying a lot, but I just get really excited about this place because it kind of races like a dirt track, and that's a lot of fun.
As a follow-up, has short track racing changed at all in the last couple, 3 years? It seems like it's a little less physical on the Cup Series than it used to be. Do you feel that, or is everything about the same?
Well, I wasn't around. This is only my fifth year in Cup, and the physicality of, I guess you're probably more talking about moving people out of the way and stuff like that. That hasn't changed, at least since I've been in the Cup Series. If anything, maybe a little bit more. But I don't know. I think, back in the day, the bumpers didn't line up, and, somebody could get to the back bumper, somebody and just spin them out. So, now where you just kind of, there's probably more contact now, but it doesn't result in people spinning out or crashing. Now that our bumpers line up, you can kind of shove people out of the way or run into them a couple times and let them know that you're faster than they are, and then they typically get out of your way. So, I think it's just the product of the race cars the race cars' bumpers lining up better now.
Woody Kane with MRN. Kyle, curious to get your thoughts on after the All-Star announcement this week about the new package they're using there with the restrictor plates and the aero package like the Xfinity cars used at Indy.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't really know what to expect. You know, I felt like it at Indy last year with Xfinity, I think it's a somewhat similar package to what they ran. The racing on TV came across better, so yeah, I think we'll have the same effect probably for the Cup Series at Charlotte. I don't think it'll be any more exciting for us in the seat because it'll be a lot slower, but I think it'll come across on TV and in the grandstands a lot better. So, you know, NASCAR is always trying to please the fans, and I think this is a step to make the racing come across as more exciting.
Bob and then Kenny.
Bob Pockrass, ESPN. In the last week, discussions have ranged from NASCAR handing out pit guns to restrictor plates at Charlotte to, you know, Monster doing a one-year deal and whether they should even have a title sponsor. Do you get into any of all that talk, and do you just ignore it all? And if you ignore it all, why do you?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really paid attention to any of it all week. I've actually golfed every day, so I haven't been on my phone a whole lot. And yeah, but yeah, I mean, I don't ever really pay attention. That's really not, it doesn't really have anything to do with me. So yeah, I just focus on driving, and that's what I love to do. I don't want to get wrapped up in all the other stuff. I was golfing with Michael Waltrip the other day, and he was like, "Oh, what do you think about the All-Star package?" I was like, "I have no idea what you're talking about." And he explained it to me. So, yeah, I don't know. I just show up and race, and whatever is whatever. Yeah, it helped loosen me up a little bit.
Kenny Bruce with KennyBruce.net. First of all, I'm kind of concerned if you're going to Michael for advice on.
I didn't go to him for advice. I just listened to his. I just listened to him.
So, did you say earlier that normally you seem to have started off strong in races here and then kind of fell off? And if so, is that on you or is that on the team not keeping up with any conditions or keeping up with changes on the car?
I think it's probably more on me. You know, as the track changes, I think I have to get a little bit smarter in how I communicate on what changes, you know, I think need to be done to the car to you know, keep turning the corner good and having good grip. So, yeah, I would say it's more on me. But, yeah, I don't know why I seem to struggle, but it seems like everybody else just becomes a little bit better than I do the second half of the race. So maybe this week will be different.
We're going to come back to this side of the room. We're going to go Chris, Jerry, Caleb.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Kyle, how are you feeling after last week's wreck at Texas, and was it one of the hardest hits you've ever had?
Yeah, I felt relatively fine afterwards, which was good. You know, initially right after I got my left elbow on my seat on the carbon, and then my right shoulder, I think I, you know, kind of fell into the padding there when I hit the wall. My neck was just a little bit stiff, not too bad. The second day was probably a little bit worse. But it could have been way worse. So, you know, thankful that, there's safer barriers and our team builds, you know, safe race cars. So, but yeah, it was, one of my harder hits for sure. I think we turned like 44, 45 G's with the hit, which is, I think numbers wise, my biggest hit. I felt like Fontana a couple years ago hurt worse. I hit more head on, but yeah, they all hurt.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. A couple real quick. Looking forward to Richmond next weekend. Your thoughts about going in there and for that race?
Yeah, I mean, normally I would say I'm not that excited to go to Richmond because it's a place where I've just ran average at before. But then last year we had some good runs and was able to get the win in the second Richmond. So anytime you win somewhere, you know, gives you, you know, an added bit of excitement and confidence going back there. So yeah, I feel like our short track program is pretty good the last year and a half or so. And so yeah, I think we can go there and have another good run.
And a quick follow-up. Today being Friday the 13th, are you superstitious or does that bother you at all?
Well, it's just practice, so it doesn't bother me. But maybe if it was a race day, it would. But no, it doesn't. It's whatever. I didn't even think about that until you said it.
Last question.
Caleb Whistler, KickingTheTires.net. Looking back at the first seven races of the season, where would you assess your team and thoughts on the new Camaro and what you've learned so far?
I feel like we have pretty good speed in our cars. We haven't had a lot of luck to go with it, but I feel like our average running position has been okay. The tracks that we are typically good at. Martinsville, I always seem to struggle, but I felt like we ran a little bit better there. Texas, I was similar in speed to Kyle and Kevin, and then we had our right front issue. So I feel like we're close. We still have a ways to go to compete with the four. I think he's, in his own league right now. And then the 18, their team's good, and Kyle's just really, really good. So I feel like we're, fourth or fifth best-ish. I don't know. It's hard to say. But we got to get, finishing a little bit better and click off a win. And then I think we can consider ourselves a favorite again.
Great. Thank you very much for your time today.